Before they started, my prediction was that it was very close. And now that we are facing the very last round, there's only 1 point difference between number one and number seven. And even in this last round, Sergei Karjakin from Russia, as Fabiano Caruana from United States and Italy, he has a double nationality, can win. And even ex-world champion Viswanathan Anand from India can finish on shared first place. Probably the winner will be Sergei Karjakin, because he needs only a draw today.
In the 70s, chess became a platform where the Cold War was fought at the famous match between Spassky and Fischer in Reykjavik in 1972. In the decades after that, it remained popular but started to slip a bit from the attention of the general public, especially after a rift between chess players that in fact led to a split of world organizing bodies that seem to have healed now. But what do you think is needed for chess to regain the popularity it had worldwide in the 1970s?
We have had the attack of the computer. And as soon as our former world champion Garry Kasparov lost to the computer Deep Blue in 1997, that was an enormous blow for the sport chess in the sport programs. People thought the sport of chess is killed by the computer. That's not the truth, but this is the idea, and therefore the sport of chess vanished in the normal sporting programs. Then you can think, well, how can we come back to the old times? Maybe there's no cure. When there will be a female world champion, that would be something, or a very young child, and they become younger and younger, these top grandmasters. We have now an enormous talent in China. Of 16 years old, he is already somewhere in place 25 on the world ranking list. Maybe these kind of extreme changes, but the sport itself is covered now on the internet, so we don't cry.